wait till you hear this random thing that was left behind in a motel. It's from the Up North Live news crew.
Take a look at this video sent in by a viewer of an alligator in a room at Pine River Motel. The Sheboygan Police Department says motel staff found the alligator named Wally.
Ah, Wally.
Oh, it's Wally. He's got a name.
Yeah, Wally, Wally. The alligator. Yeah, he's just chilling out there in a motel room
Friday while cleaning the room after somebody checked out of the motel. Police found that Wally's owner had been in town to conduct assemblies with elementary school children.
Okay, so this person that was staying at the motel was there with other exotic animals and whoops, forgot one.
Forgot Wally. Hey, he's a show alligator for science.
How do you forget an alligator?
Yeah.
So this isn't like a 20-foot alligator, but still.
No, it's 3 foot, but still, yeah, it's an alligator in Michigan.
Right!
Yeah.
unusual. How do you forget an alligator? So the police got back in touch with the guy. The guy was like, oh, I knew
he. I thought Wally was with me.
No. He was like, no, I knew he was missing, but I just didn't know where he'd gotten off to.
OMG. And so seriously?
Yes. So they reunited him with Wally. So the story ends in good news. Just sitting there going, that is not like leaving.
We need a better handler for Wally.
That's like not leaving your cell phone in the back of an Uber, right? It's an alligator.
Yeah, you should probably be keep a close eye on Wally, the alligator. He sounds pretty important.
Yeah.
What the heck?
So wanted to pivot into the weirdest thing that someone or maybe you have left behind either at your work or at a, at your house that you just bought, something like that. So we'll take some of your stories coming up. 502-795-1997.
Hopefully you didn't leave Kevin behind.
I don't know. Yeah.
Kevin!
Yeah. I don't know if you can beat Wally the alligator, but we'll take some of your stories coming up next.
Would have been really perfect if the alligator's name was Kevin.
Oh my gosh, yeah. All right, those stories next. So what's the weirdest thing someone has left behind, either at the house that you just bought or maybe at your work? Maybe it's not quite this level.
Alligator in a room at Pine River Motel.
Yeah, maybe you didn't leave an alligator in your motel room.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
His name's Wally, not Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
would be perfect if his name was Kevin.
Right. Meredith checks in and says, I worked at a large theme park one summer, so lots of strange things were left behind. I think the weirdest was definitely a chest x-ray.
A chest x-ray?
So why are you taking a chest x-ray?
To an amusement park?
right. That's my question.
Okay, maybe they thought it would melt in the car?
Oh my gosh.
Was it warm? That's really odd. Okay, so Jenna says, we bought our house 4 years ago from a very eccentric couple. The wife actually left a fairy scavenger hunt around the house for our young girls.
Aw.
There were tiny keys laid around in different spots with little crystals, and the keys went to a little fairy house with four different doors and a fairy treasure in the house with bigger crystals. It was really made the transition magical for the girls. That is so adorable.
That's kind of adorable.
That's really sweet.
I thought we were going to get like some really random stuff, and then all of a sudden
we were going off in a much different direction.
No, I know exactly. Annie said, Ben will understand this. I left my solo dress at a hotel once after a fesh, which that's a solo dress for Irish dance. It's those really blinged out, like ornate dresses.
Those are pricey.
Very pricey. Yes. Hopefully, Annie, you got that back. That's for sure.
Oh my goodness. David, the movie theater I worked at, someone left behind a catheter bag, a full catheter bag.
Okay. So those of you who don't know what that is, that's like for
pee-pee?
Yeah.
Pee-pee?
Yeah. Pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Yeah.
Pee-pee.
Yeah. 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 Oh. Oh, in a movie theater.
Class B is poo-poo. Yeah,
oh,
no.
Oh,
no. No! That is a sanitary problem. Like, no! That is a hazmat situation, I feel
no!
like.
Not in a theater.
Oh, I'm suiting up, I'm putting gloves on, I'm Lysoling the whole thing. How long do we have to clean a lot, right? After that, right?
Weirdest thing someone has left behind. Sarah said their 10-year-old cat. Aw.
Oh,
a couple was moving and they told us they couldn't take her with them and they would take her to a shelter unless I wanted her. So I got the cat too.
Well, okay.
I guess that's
good news.
I was going to say that works out.
At least they didn't just like abandon her. They told her, listen, we can't take her.
Oh my gosh.
Randy says while working in the attic space of the room over the garage, which apparently was the previous owner's older son's room at one point, I found a stack of pictures of himself as in all of himself hidden under the insulation.
So he was...
That's awkward.
He was snapping nudes?
Sounds like it.
Is that what we're getting at?
Sounds like it.
Was it the... It was the son?
Apparently.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, it was the older son's room at one point.
Weirdest thing you've left behind. Aaron said, not weird, but definitely a holy crap moment. My fiance, now wife, and I were in between houses for a week, so we had to stay in a hotel. We already had the wedding rings, so we put them in the safe. Oh, I already know where this is going. Checked out of the hotel, realized a day later that the rings were still in the safe.
Oh, no.
Luckily, we were able to get them back.
Oh, thank goodness.
Dang.
Okay, thank goodness.
Oh, gosh. Elizabeth said, I worked with someone who was a security guard at the UPS hub.
Yeah.
She showed me an x-ray of someone with an adult toy in their work bag coming through the check-in. Listen, that's not leaving anything. That's packing and preparing for a trip. All right, Elizabeth?
Exactly.
Let's not shame them for packing and preparing for a trip.
No,
they didn't leave it anywhere.
Yes. Okay. I get that it's interesting. Missy said, I worked at a movie theater once. Remembered finding an empty bottle of Fireball with a straw and their teeth.
I got to take the teeth out here to have some Fireball.
Someone noticed that? Like, I feel like I'm missing something. Am I missing something?
Fireball. Oh, shoot. That's funny. Good stories there.
Oh, wow.
On 99.
Keep track of her stuff, friends.
Yeah, right? Right? I don't know if we've got any more. You can. 502-795-1997. Couple more random weird things someone has left behind for you to discover, you know? Got a text from Shelby said, I found a pay stub from the 60s between my walls when I was remodeling the house.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Kind of cool. Like finding things like that, the history of things.
Yeah, in old houses.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I remember when my dad and I were remodeling his bathroom, we opened up the wall and not only did a bunch of razors fall out, like discarded razors, which, you know, back in the day, you know, those medicine cabinets, they would have these little slots in the medicine cabinets to, it'd say, dispose your razor, your used razor. And all it would do was fall between the studs of the wall. It would just,
oh, wow.
They would just fall into the wall and like out of sight, out of mind. So anyways, we opened it up and all these razors came out, but then also, some newspaper from like the 60s, same deal.
Yeah. That's old time capsule right there.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting there.
Realtor Keith says in my previous profession of law enforcement, I received a call of an animal left behind by a previous tenant.
Mm-hmm.
It was found by the owner. He went back to check out the property. Upon arrival, we learned it was a snake.
Mm-hmm.
A 9-foot python, not in its tank, just roaming the apartment. My partner arrived and handled it, picking up the python as I covered, because I was not picking up that joker.
Right. Got another message from a listener. Found an entire skeleton in the basement of a house I bought. It was a research skeleton I discovered, but still okay. Freaked me out.
Well, sure. Like, did I just find a body?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Another person, I work in hospitals doing video production. I once found a bottle of maple syrup in the equipment room of some cardiac catheter labs.
What? That's bottle, interesting.
So random.
All right.
Another.
Found underwear, socks, and pants lying on the ground the other day in a movie theater.
What were you doing in there, sir or ma'am?
Sir. And did somebody leave without pants?
And then, right? Yeah.
I mean, you would notice that, right?
Right.
It feels a little breezy out here.
It does. All right, last one. We'll wrap it up. Amanda said, at my daughter's elementary school talent show, some parent left behind 3 empty beers. Like, how bad at singing was their kid? LOL. All right. That's funny.
Hysterical.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you for the stories there on 99.70 JX.